This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2159, What Goats, Dinosaurs, and Snakes Have in Common. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Ready to up your vocabulary game? Today, learn 6 new animal-related terms to describe a person or an object to give real detail and make it clear what you are saying.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey there, Michelle. How's it going today?
Hey, Lindsay. I'm good. How are you?
Oh my gosh. I am doing well. I'm excited for today's episode. Are we talking about goats and dinosaurs and hawks? I mean, what is the topic today?
Yes, we are talking about animal words used to not describe those animals.
I love it.
Yes, exactly. So we have done a similar episode, but this is different. So we did All Ears English episode 1276 was an episode about animals that's not about animals. But today we're doing an updated version.
Yes.
And so I want to start out with a question, though. So
okay.
Who do you think is the GOAT when it comes to business or entrepreneurship?
Oh my gosh, I wish I had time to think about this, but I think one of the GOATs, I was going to say Richard Branson, but you know who I think I like more? Oprah. She is awesome.
Oprah, yes.
She is just awesome. What she's done with her brand over time and gradually bringing in new ideas of personal development and just life broadly. I like her as the GOAT of all, you know, the greatest of all time.
Yes.
In terms of business success. Who do you think is the GOAT?
Well, Oprah, that's a good one. You know who my mind goes to? One of the GOATs. I'm not saying he's better than Oprah, but I do really like Mark Cuban.
Yeah, yeah. People love Mark Cuban, for sure, for sure. He's a good one. Shark yeah. Tank, and he's
Shark
the owner
Tank.
Of a big basketball team. I don't know which one. I think Texas.
I think it's the Mavericks, but I think he's actually getting out of that, I heard.
Okay.
So I don't know. But anyway, I like Mark Cuban. So
all right. So today we're going to give our listeners a very new level of English, guys. This is going to push you up to that 99% fluency level to be able to use animals to describe events or phenomenon or just something happening in the world. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go into more detail today, but do we have a poll result to announce to our listeners real quick?
Yes. Yes. Guys, on episode 2128, which is what is New Year's like in New York City? We asked you a Spotify key poll question was, do you write New Year's resolutions? Yes or no? The results are 42% said yes and 58% said no.
Yeah. So here we're pretty split, Michelle. So, you know, it's just a bit of a half and half thing, kind of a little skewed towards no. Maybe people are trending in the direction of no, but next year we'll come back around and see if our minds have changed.
Yes, exactly. Right. Maybe. And I think it's getting, you know, it's that time of year where like people start to throw their throw their New Year's resolutions out the window.
Yeah,
so
this is where the gym memberships drop off, right? But it doesn't have to be that way. If at the beginning of the year we've set goals that make sense for us, that are not cookie cutter goals, right?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So today we're going to talk about using animals to describe people. Like I said, we did another similar episode, but today we are switching it up. So also, you can listen to another episode we want to direct you to is 2125, how to share your faults in English for deeper connection.
Love that. We've done a lot of good episodes. So let's dive right into it, right?
All right.
This, you know, when I thought about GOAT, it's that one is a little different, right? We're going to talk about that more, but that's actually more of an acronym rather than an actual, like, using an animal and the characteristics of an animal to describe the person in business.
That's the different one, but it's kind of, it always makes me laugh because it sounds so silly, but, so let's go for it. What's the first one?
All right. This one is hawk. The person is a hawk. So a person who is pro war. Interesting. They feel the issues should be solved more in a war type way rather than a peaceful way. So this is often used in politics, right, Michelle? Would you say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there are other ways to use hawk, like to be like really paying attention to someone very closely, right? Yes. To making sure nothing bad is happening. But one of the ways that I wanted to highlight was in this political way where someone who, you know, maybe they're a little bit more aggressive in their politics. So you could say something like, the candidate was a hawk. He didn't make any attempts for peace, so many people didn't like his politics.
Yeah. I mean, you grew up around the Beltway, right, Michelle? So maybe you were kind of exposed to, like, friends, parents using this word, or just in that Washington, D.C. world. You know, we don't talk about that as much with you. We talk about New York City a lot, but you grew up in Washington, D.C. area, the Washington, D.C. area. Yep. And so this terminology is thrown around. The one thing I think of, Michelle, is deficit hawk. A deficit hawk. It's used a lot to describe, especially the Republican Party. So a deficit hawk, I'm just reading from Wikipedia, is a political slang term for people who place great emphasis on keeping government budgets under control, which is more leaning towards fiscal conservatism, right? Mm-hmm. Yes. Love that.
Interesting. So
good for our listeners to know that term for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's the next one, Lindsay?
A mama bear or a papa bear. I love this. It's so cute. So this means protective. I'm a total mama bear with my kids. I'm very protective. Is that you, Michelle? Are you a mama bear?
Of course. I mean, I think I have to be. I think anybody who with kids is a mama bear, papa bear, whatever bear you like. And so that's another good one. So the next one is lion. Okay.
Yes. This one I don't know as much, actually. Tell me about this, how we use this to describe a person, what kind of person.
Well, I looked into it a little bit. It said that a lion is kind of a person with a lot of influence or maybe a brave person. Sometimes with a woman, you might hear a lioness.
I would, even without really knowing about this term being used to describe it, I would, you know, a lion is a very dignified looking animal, right? Yeah. If we think about going on safari, seeing a lion, it would be one of the most incredible experiences. So a large animal that moves slowly and swiftly and fast. Yes. 100%.
Actually, yes, exactly. I actually did see some lions recently because when I was in Florida, there's this place called Lion Country Safari. And you get to go and we fed giraffes. I put it on Instagram of me with a giraffe. There are a lot of lions. So yes, I got to see lions. That was
Michelle, the animals in Florida freak me out. Do you know that there is, this could be for another episode, but there's like an outbreak of Burmese pythons in Florida. Have you heard about that?
No. Yeah. Oh gosh.
Yes. They have a bounty on these snakes where they get people to go out and hunt them because they're just multiplying. It's wild. We'll go into, you know, the wildlife in Florida another day.
Okay.
All right. Okay, Michelle, now let's go to a less respectful.
Speaking of snakes, so when we say a snake, right? What is a snake? If you describe a person as a snake, is that a good thing?
No, it's the opposite of good. So it's a person who does things that are basically distrustful, like the way that a snake kind of slithers. Sometimes this makes us think of people, or people make us think of this, right? So for example, he's a snake. I wouldn't trust him for a second. Okay.
Yes. Exactly. And then the, are you afraid of snakes, Lindsay?
Oh, I'm definitely not fond of snakes. I don't have a lot of interaction experience, but I definitely don't want to run into a snake. You know, when I'm in Florida or when I'm in Costa Rica or Panama, I don't want to run into a snake. No.
Yeah. My mom is like, I mean, I don't like snakes either. I wouldn't want to have one, but I can look at a picture. It's okay. My mom can't even look at a picture. She's so severely afraid of snakes. Like, really? She's famous for it, even amongst her grandchildren. She can't even look at see it on TV.
That's interesting. Okay. Well, good. Yeah. Good to know. So, all right. Well,
don't send my mom any snake pictures, Lindsay.
I won't. I will avoid that. And then, what about if someone is old, or especially like a thing? You know, I would probably avoid using this term. Yeah, what's the term, Michelle? It is
a dinosaur. So, honestly, if you describe someone as a dinosaur, it's not nice. I mean, no. It can happen, but I would avoid it. But you can describe things like technology as a dinosaur. For example, this phone is a dinosaur. I need a new one. It's just that.
Yeah.
It's just not good. Very old. You need a new one. So I think technology is a lot of times where this is used. What do you think?
100%, Michelle. I totally agree with you. Technology, any kind of handheld device that you're trying to use that is not kept up. I would avoid using this to refer to a person. No one wants to be called a dinosaur, right? No one wants this.
Although, you might. Uh-huh. I feel like I have heard people who are older describe themselves as dinosaur.
Sure.
So that's different. Yeah. If you're joking about it and you're like, oh, I'm kind of a dinosaur, like.
Yeah. Yes.
That's different if you're being self-deprecating, if you want to do that. But I wouldn't call anybody a dinosaur.
I wouldn't either, for sure not. And then let's go back to goat. So goat is the greatest. Again, this one's not even an animal. We're not using the animal term. We're actually just using an acronym. Greatest of all time. I only just learned this term like 2 years ago, by the way.
I think it only. No. That's okay, because I actually think that's when it started coming out. Like, I don't remember hearing this much before then. I think it's kind of a new slang that came out. I'm not sure when, but it's okay. I don't think I knew about it 2 years ago either.
Got it. So in terms of singers, when I think about the GOAT, I think about Freddie Mercury, because he had such an incredible range. This is a matter of opinion, but then like in sports, which is what I want to, you know, we often talk about a GOAT for sports too. There's usually like what people consider the GOAT of basketball or tennis, Serena Williams, no question. Right. But Freddie Mercury had an incredible range.
Yeah, he was, I love his songs. I love his voice. Or you guys know I love Pink, so I could say, I think Pink is the GOAT. I think it is used a lot of times for singers or athletes.
Athletes. And for female singers, I would argue Whitney Houston.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
you love Whitney Houston.
Her voice is just, brings you to tears. I don't know. I think she would be one of the greatest of all time. But we could argue forever, right? We could go on forever about the GOAT.
I mean, I think Whitney Houston would be considered the GOAT or a GOAT. It's hard to choose.
Female singers.
Some people might say Beyonce, you know,
People go on, or Taylor Swift. I don't know. It goes on and on and on. Michelle, should we do a role play? What do you
think? Let's do it. So guys, this is a little bit of an unrealistic role play, but we're going to have some fun with it. We're not going to use all of these, but we'll use most. So in this role play, we are friends and we are talking about the past.
Okay, here we go. Oh man, it's so much fun to reminisce. Remember Mr. Paul?
Yeah, he was the GOAT. I loved him.
Oh, me too. I feel like he was such a papa bear to his students.
True. Much better than Mr. Tim. What a snake.
Oh, yeah. He couldn't be trusted. He already gave me bad grades and made me feel terrible about it.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. Looking at this yearbook makes me feel like a total dinosaur.
We're still young.
Oh, yes. When I talk about people are talking about high school reunions, I feel like a bit of a dinosaur, to be honest. But that's a good example, right, Michelle? I mean, we may use that to describe ourselves in terms of our knowledge is out of date, or we've just been around a while, right? Yeah.
Right. But it's just self-deprecating. So it's much different then, I mean, yeah, if you're with like a friend and you're like, ah, you're such a dinosaur, you know,
of course,
joking is different, but I wouldn't go to an actual elderly person and say,
I wouldn't, unless I said that about themselves, which is totally fine. Yeah.
Right.
So here, Michelle, let's break down our role play. I said, oh man, it's so much fun to reminisce. Remember Mr. Paul? And you said.
And I said, yes, he was the GOAT. I loved him. So the greatest of all time.
Good. And so you're saying within your school, basically, is what you're saying here, right? So you can have a GOAT within any institution, professional sports, one sport, female tennis. It can go on and on.
Yes, on and on.
And then I said, oh, me too. I feel like he was such a papa bear to his students. And what did we say that meant, Michelle?
He's kind of protective, like maybe like a fatherly figure, but just protective, trying to make sure everything's good with them.
I love that. And then snake.
Mr. Tim was a snake. We didn't trust him.
Snake. Yeah. And that's actually a really good description, because when someone is untrustworthy, I feel like in your mind, they kind of like slither around and position and manipulate. And that's kind of what snakes do. They sort of move like that. So it's kind of interesting how it plays off of the actual animal. It makes sense. Same with the lion. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you said, looking at this yearbook makes me feel like a dinosaur. So you could have just said, that makes me feel old, right? But you're saying, but dinosaur, that's kind of a dynamic, kind of a more jokey way to say it, since you're talking about yourself.
Yeah, it's nice to do something different. You know, guys, at your level, you're ready for this. Connection comes from having fun with words and really describing what you want to say beyond the textbook words. So this is how we do it, don't you think, Michelle?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are so many more even. We can do more expressions with each animal. We've done things like this in the past, but it's always fun to see the English in a certain category, like in an animal category. I always think that's interesting. And it's also a good way to remember things.
Guys, come back and hit that follow button so that if we do a follow-up on this topic, you will be sure not to miss it. All right, Michelle, good stuff. Let's get off the mic for today, but I'll see you here very soon. All right.
Let's do it. Bye, Lindsay. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.